This is a story, a very sad tale of intrigue, romance, an electronic mail, a dangerous form of information, and the perils of instant gratification. How many times did I hit my Mac? Wanna crawl inside and take the whole thing back? It's no use, I said again and again. Don't push send. Kara wrote about her job's frustrations, what drove her crazy with aggravation. A list of every person's faults with besides and pithy wry insults. She sent it off to her best friend, but saw with horror as she pushed send. She hit the keys and began to roar. She copied the entire office floor. So don't push send, don't push send. There's things that you can never quite amend. I tell myself a she said, meet me at home in a little while. I'll be there waiting, wearing nothing but a smile. But she got her answer from his great-granddad Lee, saying, I don't think that this was meant for me. It was nice, but I think it was for my grandson. It's been years since anybody called me sugar buns. Don't push send, don't push send. There's things that you can never quite. Again and again, don't push send. The day was tough, the week had really been something. Jane got a letter that pushed her buttons. She shot back as if her words were guns, capitalizing every single one. Well, she should have waited, she should know. Email doesn't mix with Merlot. She had to write back, you could guess, fleet email, recklessness, and PMS. Well, don't push send, don't push send. There's things that you can never quite amend. I tell myself again and again, don't push send. Just stop and think when I'm on the brink. Walk away from my computer, cause you can guess I will regret and feel like such a loser. He meant to make changes, cut and paste, but sent it off in his efficient haste. Well, he tried to delete, he tried to get back the note, but the letter had flown and that was all she wrote. The message was polite with professional class.